Chairman McCaul, what lessons have we learned from the attacks in Paris?
Well, there were several. The Paris attack, foreign fighters traveling to the region, coming back. So we have 5,000 Europeans with Western passports that have traveled to the region. Many have come back. We have hundreds of Americans, and many of them have come back to the United States. I do think the threat is far greater in Europe because of the numbers. There are far more foreign fighters traveling in and out of Europe to Iraq and Syria. My committee issued a bipartisan task force report that the speaker and the leader now are implementing the recommendations into legislation to help tighten up security gaps, both internationally and domestic. I think, as Adam talked about, the ease of travel. They don't check their citizens' pass watch lists. I think a lot of that's going to change in the wake of the Paris attacks.
And what about here in the homeland, Chairman McCaul? What do we really have to do? You can't protect all these soft targets.
Well, it's very difficult, and we don't want these foreign fighters coming into the United States from visa waiver countries. We've had in the homeland 18 plots stopped. They're ISIS-related. We've arrested 70 ISIS followers. We have 1,000 investigations in all 50 states. I'll tell you one thing Congress can do is we have an appropriations bill coming up in about 2 weeks, and I think the FBI and components of Homeland Security will need an increase in funding to help combat this threat that we see right in our homeland.